Try to finish the parak this evening. So the Mishnah tells us Shlosha Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir v'Chachamim Osir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim. It's like we're getting ready for the Haggadah already. Last night I was learning with my daughter the question of Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana Lo Zachisi Shetiyamer Itzias. Don't have to do anything with that, but still. So Paraso Yotze Beretzua Shebein Karnah. So the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. More on that in a second. Would go out on Shabbos with like a string tied between its horns. So the Chachamim disapproved of this because there's a whole parak in Masechta Shabbos about Behema Yotzeis, and they felt that this wasn't, you know, Derech Malbush or kind of a kishut for the animal, that this was a form of Hutzah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah apparently tolerated this. Now the Gemara explains it wasn't really his cow. He had a neighbor, a nice lady, who it was her cow, but he didn't stop her. So they said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow. Okay, so Mekardinus Abahema V'yantif, and he said that you're allowed to comb out an animal on yantif. Animals are very uncomfortable, it fleas and lice and the like. V'shokkinus Apilpalin V'rechayim Shalem, and you're able to grind down peppers. Obviously, yantif, this is Ochal Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Mekardinus Abahema V'yantif Neshosa Chabura, that is sure to make a chabur. Remember, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is a davar she'eno miskavin. You're not intending to do that. What you're trying to do, obviously, is to try to relieve the animal of whatever, the fleas, the lice, whatever it is. But nonetheless, you make a chabura, that's a problem of a mekartzefin. Mekartzefin is like you're using a brush that has much thicker, less pointed kinds of edges to it, so it's not going to make a chabur. Of a chachamim omrin, ein mekardin aflo mekartzefin. So they say the whole thing is prohibited. Now the ninth Mishnah gets into halachos of Tumas Kalim. Hare chayim shel pilpalin. There are actually three different parts. Tmeiyam mishum shlosha kalim. There are three different kalim that combine to form this kli. So normally the halacha is if I disassemble a kli, this is even true of kli charis. The only way to be metayer a kli charis is to disassemble it. Remember, that's hal machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim by the Tanur Shel Achnai, whether an IKEA disassembling really counts as disassembling, or do I really have to break it? But disassembling a kli, rendering it non-functional, should basically render it no longer tameh, unless the component parts themselves constitute kalim. So here you have the following situation: you have like a grinder. So it has this receptacle on the bottom that's made of wood. So we know that pshute kliates, the kliates which is straight, is not mekabel tumah. But if it has a base kibul, if it has a receptacle, that is mekabel tumah. So if you take off that part of it, this is one of the three parts, that's mekabel tumah. Now the actual grinder is in the middle, right? Imagine that there's like a metal thing in the middle which actually grinds the peppers which you put in on top. That's a kli matachas. That certainly is mekabel tumah as well. That would be the second one. Mishum kli kibul, mishum kli matechos, umishum kli kavara. And the top half, which is the sieve or the filtering component where you put the peppers in and then the middle part grinds them, so that also is considered to be independently a kli. So this is an ironic situation where you could disassemble one utensil and it really comes out into three different utensils which are all mekabel tumah. It's sort of reminiscent if you're up at 2:30 watching TV and you get those commercials, buy this hatchet, it's like 17 different, you know, kalim in one for $19.99, you know, or get it free now if you call in the next half hour. So it's one of those, it's a three-in-one kind of scenario. Last mission in the second parak, Hagala Shel Katan, you have a stroller. They had strollers back in the day too. Tumeya Medrash, it's subject to Tumas Medrash. If you would have a child that was afflicted, it's very fascinating. Katan is obviously not a baronshin, it can't be mitzuvah and mitzos, but it can be a source of tuma. So the Tumas Medrash, if the katan, let's say, is a zav, the agala, the stroller could become an avatuma. Vinitalos b'Shabbos, you're allowed to push it on Shabbos, however, any negreres al agabe kelim. According to Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, pushing a stroller on Shabbos would only be permissible if you're not pushing it directly on the ground, because he holds against Rabbi Shimon Davar Shein Miskavi and his Asr, and this is Mishum Choresh, that you're mashva gumos, because when you push the stroller on the ground, you can leave indentations and the like, and flatten out the ground. Now, we don't pass in this way, as the Rambam points out, passing like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. So in other words, an alternative tradition, even in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, which said the following, that even according to his shita, a stroller wouldn't be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol akelim ein nigrarin chutz min hagala. An hagala is actually acceptable. Mipnei shehi koveshes. Why? Because the way that the stroller works is it doesn't really leave tracks in the ground. It actually just pushes things down a little bit. So a slight indentation, but that's not an issue of mashvagumos mishum chorish. So that's a very fascinating issue with respect to strollers. So again, bismanazah, because we all, you know, we're so habituated, you know, our family, we go one Shabbos a year to the community where the Rav used to spend summers in Onset, Massachusetts, where they don't have an Eruv. So that's a good way to teach kids about Totsah and Shabbos in the communities where there's an Eruv. So strollers are a part of life. The only question that shuls have to deal with is, should we leave them outside or put them in a room? But that's the Torah Sagala that we have today. But once upon a time, you had to really wonder about pushing these things around. Hein midin hotzah, and hein midin, the machlokas regarding a davar shena miskavin, whether that's us or mutter, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So that will conclude the second parak. God willing, we will begin the third parak on Sunday evening. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu,